Linking Lines, Bagrut Practice Book by Chaya R. Bateman and Osnat Kenan. Part 1, Section Tests. Page 6. Section 1 Test. Access to information from written texts.
Angels in Pink. Julie Bocker hurries along the halls of the Brimex Clinic, stopping to show her compassion to the patients by saying a kind word or blowing them a kiss. Bocker, who is the president of the Pink Ladies at the Brimex Clinic in Mexico City, runs the clinic for low-income patients in the area. She is in charge of 130 other volunteers, all trying to lessen the pain of patients. Joining the Pink Ladies seemed like the best way to help people living in poor communities just minutes away from my own privileged neighborhood. At Brimex, we help the maid, the gardener, and the window washer. In short, all these unfortunate people from lower classes of society, says Bocker, 63, who follows the example of her mother, also a Pink Lady at the clinic. The clinic provides health care to about 7,000 local residents who can't pay for health insurance. The Pink Ladies serve as the contact people between the doctors, who also volunteer, and the patients, who are in need of medical treatment. The Pink Ladies speak 10 different languages, which enables the patients to understand the doctor's orders. When Bocker tours the clinic, she speaks Spanish with one patient and German with another. By talking to them in their native language and remembering their personal stories, she comforts them and conveys the message that they are not alone. Pink Ladies help patients in ways that the highly busy nurses and doctors can't. They counsel patients on how to keep healthy and give lectures about different topics in the clinic waiting room. Sometimes there is no end to their generosity when they literally bring their work home with them by opening their hearts and homes to patients' family members who don't have a place to stay. We add generosity to an experience which is very difficult for both the patient and his family, thus making a difference, says Vicky Sylvan, who has volunteered for 32 years. We ask the patients if there is anything we can do to help them, and 9 times out of 10, they answer yes. Despite many years of devoted volunteering, Pink Ladies are still very modest when asked about their huge contribution to the community. This is part of their legacy. Following the example of Bocker's mother, the Pink Ladies remain humble while doing their best for the benefit of both the patients and their families.